The Forest Service is working with the Resource Advisory Committee on a number of projects for the upcoming year. The East Channel Paddlecraft Trail is one of those projects. The trail will give access from the end of the spur road down to the salt water. Keith Appleman is the Recreation Lands Wilderness Staff Officer in the Wrangell Ranger District, and he says the project will make it more convenient to access the water.
Well, hopefully it will, you know, provide, like I said, when the weather is not so nice and it's rough, you know, like near Highfield, and then it just cuts off a little bit of time if folks are going to paddle, for example, over by Crittenden Creek or Mill Creek or further down the back channel towards Berg Bay or even Ann, you know, it's a ways down. But it would, it would cut off some of the distance and just provide a place to put in that, like I said, that would avoid a lot of the rough water at times.
The East Channel Paddlecraft Trail was one of the first projects selected by the Resource Advisory Committee when they started up funding again last year. RAC consists of community members from Wrangell, Petersburg, and Cake, who accept proposals for projects that include watershed restoration, trails, roads, and existing projects that create some link to the national forest. The committee originated in 2000 when Congress passed public law entitled Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act of 2000, which stabilized federal payments to states for funding schools and roads. Appleman says anyone can propose a project to the Resource Advisory Committee. At the March meeting, projects approved consisted of work on the Institute Creek Trail, the Mount Dewey Trail, the Shoemaker Bay Recreation Trail, and work on Chief Shake's renovation. The East Channel Paddlecraft Trail project is on city property. Appleman says now that it's been approved by the Resource Advisory Committee for funding, all further work will be in the hands of the city.
The only real direct part of the project the Forest Service will be involved with is doing the NEPA, the environmental analysis, because it is federal funds, we have to do the NEPA work on it. So there will be a little bit of that work done, and then basically the project will be implemented by the City of Wrangell.
The City of Wrangell's project manager, Amber Alhadad, says the East Channel Paddlecraft Trail is proposed to run across the state right-of-way at the end of the Spur Road, as well as the city and borough property along the shoreline. The city will be in charge of obtaining a state right-of-way easement, as well as a core permit for the whole wetland area. Alhadad says the trail will be a great way for people to access Wrangell's forests and recreation spots.
This will be a wonderful opportunity to allow boaters of kayaks, canoes, rafts, any type of non-motorized craft, watercraft, to have access to the water and technically access to other forest lands.
Once the design work is done, there will be a period of bidding. Alhadad says once work begins, it will only take a couple months to create the trail. The project all depends on when core permits are finalized. Alhadad says that could be at the end of this summer or the spring of 2012. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.